Hello, my perverts. It is a pervy rambling time. I've got a few things that are on my mind that I just want to get out of this perverted mind of mine. And I'll go ahead and start with this. This is all fantasy, complete fantasy. I do not encourage any real world abuse. It's just, we all know, it's just super fucking hot to be perverted amongst adults. So let's do that. Okay, so the first thing I was going to pull up is, and I think I've talked about this before, but I was sent this video where this girl was holding one of those Ona holes where it's just the torso, and it was super fucking tiny, like tiny, tiny torso. And she's like bouncing the toy up and down on her man's cock. And it just made me think about my dream sex dungeon and my future home where, you know, I have all the fun stuff. All the regular fun sex stuff. But in one corner, there will be so many like little sex dolls. It'll be a pervert's dream. And so there would be lots of Ona holes that are super fucking tiny that I would love to give a man an experience where I am his accomplice, where I'm that girl in that video, you know, pushing that Ona hole on, we'll just say your cock, on your cock and telling you, fuck our daughter, fuck her nice and deep, and just bouncing her up and down, telling you to look at this little cunny on her while you're fucking her ass. I mean, just being a complete perverted accomplice for you. And I think I've talked about these life-size, like, toddler dolls. Like, they don't even have holes. They're just, like, real-sized, realistic-looking toddlers that are dolls. And I would so love in my sex dungeon to, you know, just put this doll in between me and you and just be like, come on, let's just molest her. Let's just lift up her shirt just a little bit. Feel those flat titties with me. Come on, baby. Just do it. Don't be afraid. Here, I'll do it first. And then, you know, for the more sadistic fucks out there, this little doll would definitely be abused. Yeah, we would punch it, slap it, come on it, piss on it. You know, all kinds of fun stuff. So yeah, these are my dreams of having a super perverted sex dungeon with little fuck dolls, literal dolls, to molest and rape with a man. The other thing I wanted to pull in to this pervy rambling, a little confession, I guess. I'm not going to try and hide the fact that I would say half of the time, because sometimes I'm not even paying attention. So about half the time I do let my eyes wander when I'm in public to all sorts of ages. And I've let it be known that I'm not exactly big on the whole Shota thing, because I just can't imagine a world where I would want a tiny little child cock. It's not appealing to me. Like, when I do those audios, I get into it and it starts getting hot for sure. But like, I just don't look at boys in public and think, oh man, I want to fuck him, you know? But I do try, and I think it's because of you guys. I try to, because y'all know I like to be genuine. I like to be into the things that I'm doing, right? And like I said, when I get into Shota things, I find it insanely hot. But I have to be in it. So the other day, I'm laughing because I'm embarrassed. The other day I was out and I see this, I would say preteen, probably 11, 12, something like that. And I tried my best to imagine what it would be like if that kid climbed on top of me and started fucking me. And I'll tell you what my mind, like, held on to. It held on to his tiny little hips. Like, I just imagine his tiny little hips would be pumping so hard into me, and that turned me on. Like, I just imagine, like a jackrabbit fucking, you know what I mean? And then just those little itty-bitty hips. I don't know what it was about the hips, but my mind just got stuck on that. And I guess I would like to touch a little hairless balls and child cock. That would be kind of hot, just to touch it and rub it. But yeah, so there's that one. And I'll go ahead and pull in this other one. Sorry for all the phone dings, but the other thing is that I definitely do check out little girls. And, you know, I think a lot of it is because little girls are fucking cute. I mean, let's take out like the perviness of it. God, they're so fucking cute to look at. But, you know, some will catch my eye and it's more for my pervs. Like, for example, I saw this one in these little tights and she was probably 6. So I thought about a particular pervert and I thought, oh man, so-and-so would love her. Like, and then I almost wish you were there with me so we could talk about her tiny little bubble butt and her tights. Or I'll see an older preteen and I'll think, that's when I really check them out. I'm like, man, I wonder what her little developing body looks like underneath that. And I'll look to see if she has tits growing in. And then I'll wonder if she has hair growing in. And then I start thinking about a lot of perverts, how, like, we could have a lot of fun just sitting in there talking about her, just wondering what she looked like. So, yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that I do check out kids in public, and I think about you guys. Isn't that sweet? It does happen. But the other thing I was going to bring up, I mean, I guess this is still age play. It can be considered non-age play too, but, you know, e-girls. So e-girls, if you don't know, are, we'll probably fuck up this definition, but they're, you know, the younger girls that are like online influencers. They're big on TikTok and Twitch, and some of them even do OnlyFans. But they might do cosplay, but they're just always so fucking adorable, and they're doing those cock tease dances. And I feel like that's a big thing with e-girls, is they are the ultimate cock tease, because they're usually barely legal or teenage. And so I was telling this to someone on the phone, and I thought this would be perfect to bring up on Pervy Rambling, is when I watch these e-girls, I think, you know, they're just such cock teases. They really are. They know what they're doing. They're using their body to get people to look at them. And so in my evil minds, I think about pinning these little bitches down and showing them what it's like to be a real slut and bring in a man, especially with a big fucking cock. And she would hate it. I want her to hate it. I want her to know this is what happens when you use your fucking tight body and you dance around and wear revealing clothing. Men are going to show you what the fuck they want to do with your body. And so if you want to act like a fucking slut online, you're going to be a fucking slut and you're going to take his cock and it's not going to feel good. And he's going to ram it up your ass and you're going to hate every second of it. And so that's what I want to do. And I want to especially do it with the teenagers that are being complete cock teases online. I just want to help a man just fucking ruin her and just teach her a lesson on how to be a slut, how to be a real fucking slut. So yeah, there's that one. And then the last thing I wanted to bring up was, of course, something to do with daddies. So this is a little fantasy I had rolling around in my head the other day while I was touching myself. And I was thinking about what I would do to my dad when I was younger. And so these, like, you can imagine any age, but I'm picturing pre-teenage. And let's just say that I am just a sexualized fucking preteen slut. I want my dad to fuck me so bad, but my dad keeps trying to be a good daddy and he doesn't want to cross that line. Even after all my efforts, and here are the efforts. This is what I was trying to like brainstorm on while I was rubbing my pussy the other day. I was thinking about, and like I said, I want my dad to tell me no. Well, I don't want him to tell me no, but it's fun to think about if he was trying to be a good dad. And what made it hot was thinking about my bratty self, you know, how I would try and seduce my dad. So one thing I would definitely do is walk around the house in just my cotton panties and like a t-shirt. So I wouldn't get in trouble. Like, I'm not being totally inappropriate, but, you know, just imagine a little preteen walking around in her panties and a t-shirt, and you see her little pussy poking out and her tiny little ass, and, you know, just acting all normal in front of my dad. Maybe if he was on the couch watching TV, I'd lay on the ground on my belly and put my legs up and just kind of wiggle my ass and be all teasing about it, or even sit right beside him and sit like Indian style. So he can definitely look over and see my little preteen pussy right behind those panties, just super fucking close to him. Or even also in the panties and t-shirt, like going in the kitchen and coming back with a popsicle and licking and sucking on that popsicle like a fucking slut. Looking him right in the eyes and then asking him, "Daddy, can I suck on your thing like I am with this popsicle? I want to suck on your cock, Daddy, please." And somehow he would just keep saying no, so I'd have to keep trying. And I'd have to say, "Look, Daddy, look how far I can stick this popsicle down my throat." Or other things that I was thinking about was, you know, maybe I got to where hair was really starting to grow on my legs, and I'd have to ask Daddy, Daddy, can you teach me how to shave my legs? I don't know how to do it. And then I'd have to get in the bathtub, wouldn't I? I'd have to get in the bathtub and, like, put my legs up and be like, Daddy, show me how you shave. I need to shave my legs so they can be nice and smooth. Or, to make it even more perverted, maybe I'm, like, 12, 13 years old. And I'm like, Daddy, something embarrassing happened. I started growing just a little bit of hair down there. Can you show me how I can shave down there? Because I want to stay smooth. I don't want hair down there. Or I would maybe send pictures to my dad during his work day, like go into the bathroom at school and lift up my shirt and send my daddy a selfie that says, Daddy, don't you want to fuck me? Don't you want to fuck your daughter? I really want your cock, Daddy. Or sending a picture of me bending over on the bed with my ass showing and my pussy poking through and being like, see, Daddy, this could be yours if you want it. Or even if I'm a little bit older and I start filming myself sucking my boyfriend's cock and sending that to my daddy and being like, Daddy, are you proud of me? Do you think that I can suck yours when I get home? I've been practicing just for you, Daddy. Or even like my 14-year-old pussy, because that's when I lost my virginity. I could send my dad a picture of my 14-year-old pussy leaking with cum and being like, Daddy, this should have been your virginity. Or even more, this would be hard for Daddy to say no. One night I walk up to him and I ask him, and maybe I'm like 14 years old. I say, Daddy, can you teach me about anal sex? I want to know what that is. Or, Daddy, I really don't trust boys my age to take my anal virginity, so can you please do it so I know what I'm doing? Or, Daddy, how do girls get their assholes stretched for anal sex? Oh, I would love it. I love, like, I'm so fucking turned on by a little girl trying to seduce her dad and him just somehow keeping the strength to say no. I mean, fuck, if I could just travel back to my body, travel back to time, into time where I was single digit. And tried to tease my father. You know, my dad, we used to have a lot of like tickle time. He would tickle me and my sister. Like he'd chase us around the house and like pin us down and tickle us. And that, I mean, even just saying that sounds fucking perverted, doesn't it? But God, I would so use that time. If I could travel back in time and be inside my little body when my dad was tickling me, I would just reach up and start grabbing his cock and just massaging it. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to end it there. And I'm going to go masturbate, actually. So I hope you guys enjoyed this perverted fucking rambling. Bye.